This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call the Legislative Procedure Committee to order. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Dempster.
Here.
Senator Garnos.
Here.
Senator Hansen.
Here.
Senator Heideprim.
Here.
Senator Nesselhoff.
Here.
Senator Knutson.
Here.
Representative Dietrich.
Here.
Representative Dennard. Representative Hunhoff. Representative Hunt.
Here.
Representative Putnam.
Here.
Representative Rausch.
Here.
Senator Gray.
Here.
Representative Rave.
Here.
Mr. Chair, 12 of 14 are present.
Approval of minutes from the last meeting. Moved by Knutson, second by Dempster. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Well, really, the only item of business we have today before the committee is to discuss and act on the 2010 calendar. We really have two versions that we came up with, a 40-day, which is Plan A, and a 37-day, which is Plan B. Discussion on those calendars. Yeah, Mr. Fry will go through the 37-day since that's a new model. So, Jim, if you would, please.
The 37-day plan, which is Plan B, would fit the traditional calendar very effectively. It allows us, and Eric, if you want to put March up there from Plan B, if you would, and... The biggest advantage to that one, of course, is that it ends effectively on a Friday and gets us to veto day by the 22nd. And so we have a little more flexibility in that calendar, and it was designed to take advantage of the recent change in the Constitution voted on by the people of South Dakota and still be budget responsible, and again that it turned out in terms of fitting the calendar to be quite effective. It does give us or gives you actually several 4-day weeks in there, four of them actually, so it works out quite nicely to give the breaks that have become useful for legislators who need to get back home and either talk with their constituents or deal with their business. And so it gives us all of the advantages, really, of the 40-day calendar, and gets you out of the Capitol just a little bit earlier and back home, and then also puts the veto day in a better position. So has a lot to recommend it, but the 40-day plan is of course there, and it works as well. The 40-day plan will feature a
Eric, could you put up March of 2010? Or the March 40-day, please?
Yeah, say again, sir.
I was just going to have the page put up March of
March
the 40-day.
March of A, if you would, Eric. Thank you. Yeah. And there again, a number of 4-day weeks. Runs the veto day just a little bit longer, the 29th, much as it is this year. It's going to work this year, and it will work next year as well, if it needs to. So either calendar will work. The 37-day is a little more lean and efficient, frankly. So, in the view of the staff, whatever that's worth. If we do the Plan B, which is the 37-day, we will also have to amend Chapter 17 of the Joint Rules. We have a table in there that sets the various deadline dates, and so I have a universal rule for Chapter 17, it simply says that if we adopt a calendar of 36 to 39 days inclusive, the deadlines will be increased by the same number of days by which the length of the adopted calendar exceeds 35. So basically, we're using the 35-day table as the base point, and then if we adopt a calendar which is 36 to 39 days, we will adjust by the appropriate number. Gives you a little more flexibility.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jim. Further comments on either proposal? Representative Dennard?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Although I'm not as involved in my operation as I was a few years ago, I really like the layout of the 37-day session. I think it fits pretty nice with the, about the same number of weeks, 4-day weeks is five, and kind of fits my schedule pretty nice. Looking a year ahead.
Thank you, sir. Further comments on the either plan? Representative Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I would advocate for the 40-day, and for a couple of reasons. One is that it gives a 4-day week and then a 5-day week as far as our last 2 weeks are concerned, whereas the 37-day week gives 2 5-day weeks in a row. What I have noticed here over my tenure is that the last 2 weeks is where the tension rises, and it seems to rise the most during the last 2 weeks, and having that break, that 3 days before we come back for the final 5 days, has often been quite the tempering effect on all the members and has, I think, done the body a lot of good. I would say, secondly, with it, that I expect there will be a lot of rules written as to the stimulus package over the next year, that we don't know what those rules are. As we have watched this particular year unfold, every day the numbers changed. And I think on the 39th day, we're going to be in a lot better shape than we would have been on the 36th day of trying to put the budget together. So I don't really think it's going to change a whole lot next year. Hopefully it'll be a little bit better, but I still think we're going to have a number of problems to deal with next year concerning the budget and possibly other issues, because many of the other issues got put on the back burner this year because of the budget. And I think we're going to have a pretty full slate coming to us next year. I would advocate for the 40-day calendar. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further comments on either plan? Or Senator Nesselhoff.
Well, thank you. I would also advocate for the 40-day plan. I've always objected to this idea that we want to just pump out the days as quickly as possible and condense it down to not much. I think there's great advantage to having a couple of business days where we go home. I mean, for personal reasons, it's very nice to get, you know, go see your banker and your insurance agent, whatever else you need to do. But I also think that there's value as a legislator to spending time back in my district, not just on the weekends, not just on holidays, but on business days where I wander around downtown talking to folks. You know, up here they call me senator, at home they call me a lot of times that jerk Ben or whatever, and I think there's a very good value to that as a legislator. Secondly, I believe the last 2 years we've had 4-day breaks because of weather immediately following crossover day, and that has been an absolute godsend, to have a little extra time at home just to recoup after a very busy front-loaded schedule that we have. I think there is just great value in having the 4 days work schedule, the ability to go home. I mean, I have to drive 4 hours each way, so I like to make it worth it to have enough time at home. I just think that the schedule we had this year worked very, very well, and we should continue that.
Thank you. And I just wanted on the record, Senator Nesselhoff, that you threw up a softball there, and I let it go. So
I was looking for you to swing.
I knew you were, sir. Further comments on either plan? Representative Nesselhoff. Hanhoff. I'm so sorry, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with the previous two speakers. I think the 6 4-day weeks are really good for the public. I think they can catch up on what we're doing a lot better. I think they're good for LRC, which is sometimes they have to be good for LRC, which are sometimes the forgotten folks in this thing. I mean, for them to have some time to catch up on the workload that moves through here, it has to be a good thing. And selfishly, for those of us who we all have families, and many of us have businesses to go home and run, I just think it's also has to be a good thing for us. So those 6 4-day weeks really, really look attractive to me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further comments? Representative Putnam.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and also to the members that have spoke about the 40-day. I appreciate Representative Diedrich's comments. This is actually his first year on appropriations. He picked up rather quickly with regard to how we get compressed into a short period of time. The opportunity for us as appropriators even gave us a great idea to look at an extended one. And the reason for that is when the stimulus package did indeed come, last week Friday, the chairs had an opportunity during the, even though we didn't go home that first Friday, we had the opportunity to go home, but we didn't. We had the opportunity to stay and go over that package with others. That gives us a great deal of comfort in explaining to our caucuses and explaining to other members, even in leadership, of exactly where we are. And I think that just gives us that opportunity. Bringing up the idea that next year we'll also have a condition or a carryover and more stimulus, I think the 40-day works well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further comments? Well, before, well, Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would advocate the Plan B, the 37-day plan. If that last 2 weeks, some of the comments have been well noted, maybe we'd even go to a 36-day and you'd have the 3-day weekend before that last week. For the same reasons of getting home and being with family, it'd be nice to have one less week out here, have a couple of fewer 3-day weekends, but actually get home and have a whole calendar week to be more in the spring cycle with the family and with our businesses. A lot of us still have seasonal businesses, so I guess I would advocate for a Plan B in 37 or a 36-day calendar. We've done it in 35 days for I don't know how many years. An extra day or two would certainly be plenty of time, and so I guess I would advocate Plan B.
Thank you. Any further comments? Senator Knutson.
Following Representative Rauscher's comments, I probably would lean toward Plan B with deleting February 26th and just turning it into a 36-day schedule. That's one more than we typically have. That does address the comment Representative Diedrich had, that it's hopeful to have that 3-day weekend before the last week. I think that is true. The last 2 weeks are the weeks that we tend to get irritated at each other. Obviously, 36 days is one more than we're typically used to.
Thank you, Senator. Any further comments? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would advocate in support of Plan A, and in particular for next year. As has been mentioned by Representative Diedrich and others, we're looking at the stimulus package. It's not going to be solved in a couple of months. I think we're going to be still in the midst of it during the next legislative session, and I think the use of those a couple of additional days or 40 days could serve us well by providing us more time to be able to deal with issues that we can't really anticipate now, but which I can guarantee you will arise during the next legislative session.
Thank you, sir. Any further remarks? Well, the chair will just say I'm not necessarily advocating for either plan. I certainly appreciate the public giving us the opportunity to go to the option to have a 40-day session. I do like the 37-day plan just in the fact that it gives us a little more time on the front end, and I just always felt with the 35-day session that just got awful short when that unlimited bill deadline came up so fast, and yet first week is ceremonial and you kind of miss out on some real working days there. So I really liked the 37-day plan, giving just a couple extra days on the front end to get our work done or get those bills prepared and dropped. But certainly I have no opposition to the 40-day plan either, where I think it helps us, as the previous speakers have mentioned, get our work done. So with that, I'll Senator Nesselhoff.
I'd move Plan A.
Plan A has been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Nesselhoff, second by Representative Diedrich. Discussion on that motion, Senator Nesselhoff. None? All right. Okay. Any further comments on that motion? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dempster?
No.
Senator Garnos?
No.
Senator Hansen?
No.
Senator Heideprim? Senator Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Senator Knutson?
No.
Representative Diedrich?
Aye.
Representative Dennard?
No.
Representative Hunhoff?
Aye.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Putnam?
Aye.
Representative Rausch?
No.
Senator Gray?
No.
Representative Rave?
Aye.
7 ayes, 7 noes.
Hmm. Let's try again. Representative Rausch.
I would move Plan B.
Plan B has been moved and seconded. Comments on that motion, Representative Roush?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, if I would like to amend Plan B to a 36-day calendar, is what I would like to move.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Moving Plan B with 30.
And that would be February 26th would be the day, a day off. And so the legislative days of importance would just be, would be a 26-day or 36-day calendar.
Does everyone understand the Roush motion? Any further comments on the Roush motion? Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, man, I have some concerns about going even less. I mean, here we are again with a general bill that's going to come out on Friday morning, probably Thursday night, Friday morning, and the public, we'll have a chance to look at it Friday morning for a few hours. The public has no chance at all to look at it. I just really think with the complexity of, I've seen just in my own time in public life how much more complex everything has happened, has come out here in the last 10 or 15 years. I just think maybe that's the wrong direction.
Thank you, sir. Further, Representative Putnam.
Well, thank you, and I would agree with the previous speaker also. There are folks I know that would want the front end to be loaded, if you will, or a little bit quicker, but the actual hard decisions with regard to the finances that we find ourselves in these last few years and the next few years with stimulus as well as the economy, those are the ones that we need absolutely a little bit more time to consider, and those days would give us that time. I am quite surprised that the 40, looking at that 40 days, if there's an opportunity somewhere in the plan that Representative Roush has brought to somehow back up in the legislative day process with rules, that might help us, because that process, the appropriations process from these years, is going to be a little bit tougher each time. Right now, I don't know if anybody on this panel, even in leadership, has a great grasp on what's going to happen, and we have to have it finished in a couple of days. This just gives us, that 40 days gives us a little additional time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further comments? Senator Dempster.
We've got, whether we have a 36-day session or a 40-day session, I'm not so certain makes that much difference with respect to complexity and clarity. We've got 365 minus 40 is 325 days that intervene between now and the start of the next session. I'm going to guess that we're all going to be working pretty hard for that clarity and, you know, to stumble our way through that complexity, and I'm going to suspect that we have the capacity to do that.
Thank you, sir. Further comments? Senator Nesselhoff.
I think there's value to the time that we spend here, frankly, and I think there's value to each legislative day that we spend here. We are, in fact, I think quite literally decimating the schedule. I mean, that's 10% of the days we're losing if we go down to 36. I don't know why we want to tie our hands that way. I would also have a question for Mr. Fry. If we set a 36-day calendar, do we have 4 days out there that we can then adjust next year at any time and just add them on the end or add them as we see fit? Or are those lost once we set the schedule?
Mr. Fry.
Thank you for the question. We would have 40. In other words, if we decided that we needed to change the calendar at some point during the session, which could happen with a meeting of the Legislative Procedures Committee, there would be some ability to do that. We would then just have to move the veto date down so that we had at least 16 days in between the second to the last day and the last day in order to make that a true veto day. But we would have, given that we have enough time with the 40th, we'd have enough time. Yeah, we just probably moved, if you had 4 days, we'd move that veto day to the 29th and of March, which would still give us the 90-day window between sign and die and effective date of all legislation.
Senator Nassoff, you still have the floor. Senator Gray.
Well, I tend to be optimistic. I've only been here 5 years and have only experienced two 35-day sessions, but we've gotten our work done, and I don't know when we switched to 35 and 40 days, but at least for the past few decades, we've managed to get our work done in 35 days. On top of that, a 36-day schedule, I think, saves us in the neighborhood of about $85,000. may sound like peanuts, but as we scrape together a budget, I think $85,000 is $85,000.
Thank you. Any further comments? Senator Heideprim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just in response to Senator Gray, true, we've gotten our work done more or less in 35-day sessions, but we've never been faced with what we're faced with now. The complexity of the recovery package and the stimulus dollars really is going to require a great deal of effort on the part of the legislature. It does seem to me that if the goal here is to reduce a day from 37 to 36, there are better places to find it. The reference has been made to the first 2 weeks being largely ceremonial, and I think that's been all of our experiences. I'd rather sacrifice a day early on instead of one of the meatier days, even though tempers do tend to get a little short and people get a little tense in the last 2 weeks. Those are days in which we get an awful lot done. So for that reason, I would oppose the Roush motion.
Thank you, sir. Any further comments? Hearing none, then, we'll be voting on the Roush motion to amend to 36 days with removing February 26th. Hearing no further comments, we'll vote on the Roush motion to amend first. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. We're back to the Roush motion for a plan B, which is the 37-day calendar. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dempster.
Aye.
Senator Garnos.
Aye.
Senator Gray Hansen.
Aye.
Senator Heideprim.
No.
Senator Nesselhoff.
No. Nope.
Senator Knudsen.
Aye.
Representative Dietrich.
No.
Representative Dennert. Representative Hunhoff?
No.
Representative Hunt?
No.
Representative Putnam?
No.
Representative Roush?
Aye.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Representative Rave?
No. I'm going to guess 7-7.
Seven ayes, seven noes.
Let's try it again. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dennert.
Well, I advocated for the 30, against the 40-day, I guess, to start with. Talked about the 37-day, amended it to a 36-day back in the discussion, and I'm going to have to look to my esteemed appropriations senior member of Representative Putman. I think I'm second in years there. If we got to get off dead center, I think I would probably favor switching my vote to the 40-day session at this time.
Senator Knudsen.
Again, just trying to throw up ideas in case anybody likes them. I mean, they're in the 40-day, trying to split the baby. In the 40-day calendar, there's one 5-day week in January. There's one 5-day week in February. Is there any sentiment to turning those two into 4-day weeks and making it a 38-day schedule?
Any comments on that proposal? Representative Dennert.
Well, we're splitting hairs and going down the road, but that would probably suit me. I do like the 4-day weeks at certain times. Whether we need to take both of them or not, it would be immaterial to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Representative Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm going to stay stuck on the 40-day and appreciate Representative Dennert wanting to move over there. When you talk about putting things together and putting the budget together, it's a whole lot easier to budget for the 40-day and then say we're going to only do the 38 as that's what's needed and revert back the money. Trying to do it the other way around does not seem to work quite as well for us. Of just then say, oh, we now have to spend more money than what we have budgeted. I think it's a whole lot easier to go back and do a reversion, and if we can get it done in 39 days or 38 days, and that has happened in the past where we have finished earlier, I think it's certainly a good way to go, but to try and do it with a 37 or a 38 and then say we need more, even though technically we have the flexibility, budget-wise, the flexibility isn't quite as good. I would appreciate Representative Dennert moving over to the 40-day. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would formally move that we adopt Plan A with these changes, that we take the 29th of December and make that an off day, and the 12th of
January.
I'm sorry, 29th of January, and the 12th of February, and thereby converting it to a 38-day schedule.
What was the second one?
The 12th of February. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I would have one comment, Senator Knudsen. We had talked about taking that Friday off and making a four-day President's Weekend, but Senator Gray and I had found that that's not the best day because that is always the day of the military ball. The spouses are out for that couple of days usually, and I know turnout, the one time we went home for a snowstorm or whatever, I can't remember what the details were exactly, but we went home on that Thursday, and there was nobody at the military ball. So I would urge you not to pick that day. I guess I'm not opposed to another day, but I would ask not to pick that day. Go ahead, sir.
If I could then change the day off to the 8th of February rather than the 12th.
Further comments? Further comments on that motion? I'm sorry, we have a second. Garnos second. So I'll read the motion back. It would be taking off January 29th, February 8th, and having a 38-day session. Further comments on that motion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dempster.
Oh, I'm sorry. This would be the motion to amend. I'm sorry. You're right. We're on the motion to amend. I'm sorry. Thank you, Senator. Senator Knudsen.
I think it's actually a motion to adopt Plan A with those changes, so I don't think it's really an amendment. I think it's just a motion to adopt a 38-day schedule.
You'll be correct, sir. Well, the difference being this time we didn't have a plan. This is a whole new plan. So Secretary will call the roll. I'm sorry.
Senator Dempster?
Aye.
Senator Garnos?
Aye.
Senator Hansen?
No.
Senator Heideprim?
No.
Senator Nesselhoff? Senator Nesselhoff? Senator Knudsen?
Aye.
Representative Diedrich?
No.
Representative Dennert?
Aye.
Representative Hunhoff?
No.
Representative Hunt?
No.
Representative Putnam?
No.
Representative Rausch?
Aye.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Representative Rabe?
Senator Nesselhoff had it easier, I know that. Aye.
8 ayes. Aye. 8 and 7.
Mm-hmm. Motion passes. The 38-day calendar has been adopted. Is there any further business before this committee? Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just before we were voting here, a piece of paper has come around. I don't know where it has come from or anything. Is there anything you want to visit about it? And, of course, who's picky, but there's some legislative spelling needs to be looked at, too. But there's a piece of paper floating around here, and just what's this all about, or what are we supposed to do here?
That's a good question, Representative Putnam. I had not seen that before. Does anyone Representative Hunhoff.
I meant to share that with you, and I arrived late, and I apologize.
That's fine. Thank you.
And
sir.
I need a spelling oversight committee is what I need. So, no, I meant to share that with the chair and the leaders. And really, it grew out of, and I did talk to the speaker about this on the floor and some of the other leaders already. And I know there's been some discussion about perhaps that some kind of a legislative oversight committee for the stimulus package might be in order. And I took the liberty, and I apologize. I'm just a word guy. I'm better at putting it down on paper. So I didn't create a sheet that I meant to share with the leadership ahead of time. And it's totally a work in progress. I'm not trying to impose my ideas on the committee whatsoever, but I really do believe, and the speaker agreed, that this might be an appropriate place to bring it up, to make a recommendation, perhaps even on a motion to the executive board, that we need some sort of a legislative stimulus oversight task force, spelled correctly, hopefully, that would be made up of legislators, hopefully a mix of leaders and appropriators would be my suggestion, but I'm very much open to that. And open to exactly what kind of issues we should delve into. But I just think it's such a critical time in our state history, and it's a very, very large amount of money that I know all legislators want to use as well and as responsibly as we can. And then we also have the issue of how we move beyond this period where that money is available. So those are my thoughts. I don't know if we need an actual motion to recommend this to the executive board or what would be appropriate.
I think that would be appropriate.
I would so move.
Okay. Further comments on that motion, Senator Gray.
Well, we've talked about this a time or two during session, and yes, the stimulus I think is very big, but my opinion is that we have an appropriations committee. I think we appoint those appropriators to handle appropriations matters. They're active during the interim. We also have a government operations and audit committee. Though I go back to the Appropriations Committee, I think they probably play a bigger role in this in the stimulus discussion than GOAC, at least at this point. So I'm not sure that this is necessary.
Further comments, Representative Putnam.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Although what we're talking about, this concept has really been talked about during the session when we knew the stimulus package was coming, and I'm talking about the appropriators themselves. We have made some movement in our committee all to put in place that budget and finance and management are going to be under the oversight of the appropriation process with regard to the stimulus package. Now, how Representative Hunoff wants to share this with leadership, maybe that's what he has in mind here. I don't know, but we certainly are going to be the main that committee, the appropriating committee, would certainly be the main committee that would follow the budget and finance management of the executive branch, if you will. We would certainly be the ones that follow and try to understand the stimulus package. How that word wants to be moved forward, maybe that's the object of what we're trying to do here. I'm not against the concept of it, because we all should be readily up to speed on what is going to happen and what we think should happen. But I don't know if it's needed to go to the e-board. I don't know what the situation is.
Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think this is a serious idea, but I think maybe it needs a little more discussion among legislators and the leadership group. I think Senate Bill 117, I may have my numbers wrong, is a bill that gives some authority to the administration to spend federal dollars, and again with some oversight from the Appropriations Committee. That may be a suitable, you know, if this is an idea that we want to pursue, that may be a suitable vehicle to do that, rather than merely recommending this to the executive board. So I guess I think this probably, again, I view this as a serious idea, but I think it needs a little more conversation in these next couple of days.
Thank you, sir. Further comments? Senator Hedbrim.
Senator Knutson, where is that bill in the process, do you know?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Knutson?
I think that will be, that was passed by the House yesterday, be coming over to the Senate for concurrence, presumably in a revised calendar later today.
Senator Heidebrum.
Can someone inform the rest of the committee about the contents of any oversight committee in that bill, or is it
strictly an appropriations process? I'm not familiar with it.
Yep. Maybe Senator, Representative Putnam might be able to give more, but I think it is just the interim. It allows the interim appropriations to oversee the. I think is essentially designed that it were the state to receive some additional money, perhaps through a competitive grant or something like that. That then, with the blessing of the interim appropriations, there's an ability to spend this. This is fairly traditional, I think, with their consistent with their past. Practice. Representative Putnam maybe could give a better.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Leader. That is exactly what we've tried to do in the last sections of that particular bill. It does go on one step further and suggest to the Budget and Finance Office that when anything out of the ordinary other than the bill is going to occur, that they do report to the interim committee, and that's one of the reasons why that's put in place. Having said that, however, we must recognize that the interim committee does not have legislative authority to do to pass things, but we make sure that if there is money to come forward, that they have the spending authority. I think that's the oversight that we have on the executive branch.
Thank you for the comment, Senator Heideprim.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to pursue this a little bit, then, Senator Knutson, would you anticipate that we would not concur and appoint a committee to expand the role of the legislature in terms of oversight, or am I understanding you to say now that you are content to have the Interim Appropriations Committee handle that task?
Senator Knutson?
I haven't talked to anybody else, but I'm sort of inclined not to concur and appoint a conference committee, at least discuss these kinds of ideas.
Further comments? Representative Hunhoff.
No, and I would withdraw my motion. That seems like an appropriate. I've been just looking for an appropriate vehicle to have this discussion. That sounds like an appropriate vehicle. I'll withdraw the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Who made the second? I'm sorry.
I did.
You okay with that, Senator? Thank you. Yeah. Just as a little background, Senator Representative Hunhoff and I did discuss this at length for a while. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but maybe not knowing the full background of the Appropriations Committee too. I would agree to withdraw at this time, and we'll bring it up in conference and hash it out there. So any further?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gray.
At this time, I would move to amend Chapter 17 of the Joint Rules. That should be attached to Schedule or Plan B on your schedules.
Is there a second? Dempster. Does every member of the committee have that amendment? It was attached to the last page of that Plan B. Calendar. It's up on your computer screen as well now.
Thank you.
Discussion on that motion, Senator Gray.
I think Director Fry and/or staff put this together in the event we adopted a calendar that was less than 40 days. It extends our deadlines in which to introduce bills and to pass through various houses. So I think it's necessary for our newly adopted calendar.
Thank you, sir. Any further comments? Hearing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Dempster?
Aye.
Senator Garnos?
Aye.
Senator Hansen?
Aye.
Senator Heideprim?
Aye.
Senator Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Senator Knutson?
Aye.
Representative Dietrich?
Aye.
Representative Dennard?
Aye.
Representative Hunhoff?
Aye.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Putnam?
Aye.
Representative Rausch?
Aye.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Representative Rave?
Aye.
14 ayes.
Well, that's the first thing we got out of here on consent. Any further business for the good of the committee? Motion to adjourn by Rausch, second by Gray. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.